Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Today, I have an episode of a reflection from one of Ram Dass's speeches that he gave in LA. And it's an episode that is on his podcast, and there will be a link in the show notes for you to check that podcast out as well. But before we get into it, I wanted to explain some of the things that I talk about so you can be aware ahead of time. And the first is states of consciousness. And in this episode, I call them reality planes, which I assume is the verbiage that was used on the podcast episode with Ram Dass. But it also means levels or states of consciousness. And so there are four main states of consciousness that I am aware of and familiar with. The first is to-me consciousness. And this means being in the state of consciousness where you feel like life is happening to you, that you don't have very much control, but instead that everything is happening to you. This often looks like victim mentality because it gives up all power and all control. And instead of being in the flow of things, it comes from a place of there is nothing that I can do. Everything is happening to me. So the second state of consciousness is for me consciousness. And this state looks like this is happening or this is coming into my life for a reason. And I am looking for that reason. I'm looking to figure out what that reason might be. I am also appreciative of it coming into my life so that way I can glean the lessons. So that's for me consciousness. The third state of consciousness is through me. So life is happening through me. And this is the type of flow that we talk about when we see artists and they're in the zone, or athletes and they're in their flow, or whatever it is that you like to do and you lose all track of time. That is your flow state. And that is essentially having that higher consciousness and that which is your gifts flowing through you. So that is through you consciousness. And we often, when we're in this consciousness, associate it with what we're doing. And we usually relegate it to that period of time in our lives, which is different than as me consciousness, which is more of a holistic consciousness, taking that through me consciousness and really applying it to every aspect of your life, feeling as though you have creative control, you have manifestational power. Yes, but also the flow. So through me consciousness as well, but also a almost all-encompassing consciousness where your higher consciousness is more of what is driving you, is more connected to you than ever before. In fact, there is no separation. And a lot of times I'll talk about how we get into alignment with our higher consciousness. And that means to say that there's a separation between the two, but there really isn't. You are always the observer. You are always the stillness. You are always the presence. And the more that you practice coming into connection with alignment with your higher consciousness, the more that you will see that this stillness, this observer, actually comes more into the foreground, and that mind chatter and that ego and what you think you are floats more to the background. So it's almost a flipping of perceptions. And so those are the states of consciousness as I know them and in my experience thus far in my consciousness states. And of course, this voice note is from the past, so you're going to hear me talking in the consciousness that I am about a year ago. And the other thing I wanted to mention is this adage about being in the world, but not of the world. And for me, there is, at that time of the voice note, a duality of this idea that I had of awakening being very spiritual and essentially losing, quote unquote, losing myself, my personality, the human part of me that enjoys this beautiful world and all it has to offer, and kind of becoming maybe a Zen monk who doesn't necessarily get excited, but doesn't also feel sad, right? Doesn't really have any human emotions. And what I have found as I've continued in my journey, as I've practiced more of the as-me consciousness, is that what pulls this all together of being in the world, but not of it for me, is this sense of wholeness. So it's not about becoming a monk, although maybe it is for you. But for me, it is a sense of wholeness. It's a sense of accepting what is in this moment, and not even just accepting it. I feel like that's step one, but learning to almost love it and welcome it, no matter what it is, no matter if we label it as positive or we label it as negative, but just allowing, accepting what is. And that as me consciousness, that wholeness, is what brings it all together. We will have more discussions around this in future episodes, but for now, I think that this is a perfect place to start. And there won't be anything at the end from me, because as always, the meat and potatoes is really in the voice note. But I invite you to think about the levels of consciousness that I've mentioned, and note that in any one given moment, we can be popping in and out of all the different states of consciousness. So it's not necessarily, you know, an achievement thing, like, oh, I've moved from 2 me to 4 me consciousness and I'll never go back, right? That's not how that works. It's fluid, as is life. But today, as you listen to this, observe where you are in your state of consciousness in this moment, and go inside and reflect and ask yourself, what state of consciousness do I believe that I feel and am in more of the time, because this just builds awareness. There's no judgment. It just builds awareness of where you are. And if you're interested in moving into different states of consciousness and being aware of those, then this is here for you. But again, do it in a non-judgmental way. Be exactly where you are, because where you are is perfect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Holy fucking shit. I just listened to a podcast with Ram Dass on it, and it's called Ram Dass Here and Now Podcast. And it's run by ramdass.com and the organization that backs that. It was a talk that he had given in LA after recently coming back from India. And it was just so good because it talked about the different kind of reality planes that we live in as consciousness. And I think there's like 5 levels, but I'm obviously going to have to go back and listen to it to really fully understand it a little bit better. But that's the way almost all things are for me, at least, having to hear things a couple of times to fully integrate them and understand them. But it was just so good because it's so interesting to hear from other people what their awakening is like, what this other wisdom is, and to just kind of gain a better understanding of what life can really truly be, and how, you know, when we're in the planes of reality of consciousness, you know, 1, 2, and 3, in your mental thoughts and in your emotions and in your body, and not really moving beyond that, how limited we really are in what we're able to see. And then when you reach these other higher planes of consciousness, how your aperture, how the lens just, it just widened so much, and you're able to see so much more. And I find it so incredibly fascinating. And then, you know, toward the end when he was going off on all this stuff, right, really explaining it from the heart, I just cried because I feel it. I feel the words. I feel it. I hear the words and I feel it. But I also am not anywhere near that. And I almost felt like my resistance to that was like, yeah, but I really like the stuff here on Earth. Like, I really like coffee, and I really like the ocean, and I really like all the things that the tool of abundance in money buys me, and the experiences that I get to have, the holidays that we have, the different cultural experiences that we have, learning about other cultures and ways of doing things and how people live their lives has always been really interesting to me. And I know that all this stuff that I just mentioned elicit feelings, and then that's those feelings of being in the flow, of being in alignment, of being in authenticity to ourselves and what our desires are, is really the stuff of life, right? It's not actually the things, which took me a very, very, very long time to get over and to really believe. But more and more I feel myself going in that direction. With that being said, I obviously still have some not full belief around that, because I still really like things. You know, I still like clothes, and I still like flying to different places, right? You know, so I still do like the things. So for me, it was this resistance to that, because in my mind, there's this idea of awakening and moving into different spiritual consciousness realms. And then also experiencing and appreciating this life that we live and all the things that make up our world. And I think at some point, hopefully, the two will not feel so in duality of each other, that I will really fully understand and feel into the idea that, or the saying that, I can be of this world and not in it, right? That I can get closer to whatever that actually looks like or is. And so things will not feel so conflicted. But yeah, I mean, my resistance definitely came up when hearing that, because it is just like, well, I do want the things. You know, I do want to experience the things. And so I think it's about experiencing it on a different level. And I don't have the consciousness yet for that level. But I'm also aware, and that's the first step of the next level. I'm listening to people who have reached the next level. And so I am curious about it. And I also know that it will unfold in its own time. The other thing that really came up for me listening to Ram Dass was that when you reach higher levels of consciousness, that you actually look at your challenges and look at your suffering, as he calls it, as moments to awaken further and to use the pain and the suffering as an invitation to move deeper into what true realities exist and to get out of our current conscious state, you know, to be elevated to a new conscious state. And I think for me, it was a crowd during that part too, because on one hand, I definitely get it. I get that. That makes sense to me. You know, if there's no contrast and if there's no challenge, then there's no growth, right? But also, being in the midst of struggle and challenge can make it really difficult to think of it that way. And I think there's emotions occurring right now for a couple reasons. The first is that, like, going through a separation or divorce brings up a lot of emotions, right? And so it's understandable, and I acknowledge that and I accept that, and I don't try to hold them back necessarily, because they need to move. It needs to come out. The energy needs to move. And I don't want to ignore it either. You know, I don't want to ignore them, and I don't want to let them build up. I want them to have their space. And then at the same time, you know, I get to think about and I get to choose to see this as the broadening experience that it really is, right? I get to say, you know, even right now, in a couple of months into this, from a cognitive perspective, I know that when we go through something like this that really challenges the way that we thought our life would go, especially if it was conditioned or programmed into us. So something like this, right? Having been told a successful life looks like getting married and having a family when we're going through it and we're essentially breaking that down, that check mark that we had on our list when we're in that consciousness is being erased. But then it also gives us this beautiful moment of looking at the list and saying, oh man, do I even need this to be happy, or do I need this to have a successful life, quote unquote? Can I just look at this list that I had previously checked off and completely and utterly erase the whole thing? Erase marriage, family off of it. Not saying that, like, I don't want to have a family, but I'm saying that instead of having marked it off and being something that I don't have to worry about anymore completing or accomplishing, instead turning it into something that essentially becomes completely erased from the programming or the conditioning that I need it in order to be happy or to have a successful life. And I think now that I'm really thinking about this out loud, I think part of what our life is that disidentification, right? That we had created this list of things that when we were younger, we were programmed or we were taught or we were conditioned to believe. And now we are essentially disidentifying with it, reprogramming ourselves to what we really desire, what we really feel, what level of consciousness we are at any one given time. Because now I guess the list doesn't look like something that's been necessarily programmed or conditioned in me, but now I write out my desires for my life every day, you know, and that evolves depending on the consciousness that I'm at in any one given time. And I don't mean our true desires, like in our heart, right? Because those, although they change less day to day. I'm talking more about breaking down the programming and the conditioning. And that, again, looking at challenges like this, give us this opportunity to really think about it differently. Erase it completely if that's what we want to do. So anyway, it was just really powerful stuff, and I wanted to share that and also process it out loud.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.